This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's cold outside. Wow. Texas freezing over Oklahoma City. Coldest since 1899. 73.2% of this nation covered in snow. It is chilly. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. And you can hear the drama outside the studio. It is a massive winter storm that is continuing to move across the Midwest and the Northeast, dumping snow, sleet, freezing rain on Tuesday. Oh, Mother Nature, you're so cruel. Cruel, I tell you, especially to so many in the south central part of the U.S., not used to it. And really, the Lone Star State, yep, that would be Texas. They need a little bit of that God Bless Texas. Remember that famous song? Because it is not happening. I mean, I am telling you, when people say they have power outages, they are in the dark. Millions of Texans are in the dark. Candles, anything they can do to somehow get some sort of light. Initially, it was 4.5 million. Now it's down to about 3.2 million. And it is all over the place with these bitter single-digit temps and more snow falling right now as I speak. And then sleet also coming down. Part of the problem is, and people are furious about this, is a massive failure. And this is in a state that talks about energy and electricity nonstop. The shining example that fell apart and got tarnished. So during a press conference on Tuesday, because they got to say something, you know, pitchforks are out. Those that represent the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, that would be ERCOT, said there are 45,000 megawatts offline. So of that, 15,000 megawatts are wind, 30,000 are gas and coal. Between 2 and 3 million customers were without power. Like I said, initially it was over 4 million. It is about 3.2 as I checked that number before I jumped on. So they're trying, the company, trying to do what they can, ERCOT and the others, that Oncor, that are part of this. And ERCOT, though, manages about 90% of the state's power for 26 million customers, and that's what's happened. So the governor, Greg Abbott, called the situation unacceptable, said he would be adding an emergency item to the state's legislative session, you bet, on reforming ERCOT. So that nonprofit corporation is subject to oversight from the Public Utilities Commission of Texas and the Texas Legislature. All this stuff that I'm saying and you're listening to me in other states, keep that in mind, because if you have something similar, I guarantee you can trace the dots back too. What do you have that's like ERCOT? How much do they manage of your state's power? Could you end up in these rolling blackout situations like they're having in Texas? And it's funny, it makes the California outages look like child's play. It does, because there was nothing like this in California. There were definite blackouts, and there were times when they said, we're taking the power down. But this isn't anything like that. And the temperatures, again, are in the single digits. What's so sad about this is people are desperate to get warm. And besides dressing up as though they were going to hit the slopes, many have gone into their cars, not even thinking about carbon monoxide poisoning, getting in the cars with children, and dying. So there have been a lot of cases of carbon monoxide poisoning. 17 deaths have been tied to the storm so far. So the impacts have definitely been felt, and that is so depressing. to hear about children where they're with their parents are not thinking about it. They're not thinking, oh, well, we brought a grill in. We've got our charcoal grill. They're not thinking about that can happen. They're not thinking about getting into the car. They're just trying to get warm. So now there's all kinds of warnings out there about it, but are they seeing it? Because guess what? They don't have electricity. They don't have electricity. So you do have people bringing those charcoal grills into their house to heat them. Some children have been saved, thank goodness, because there's been so many. 14 people, 7 children, part of that crew, taken to hospitals in Fort Worth, a major city in Texas. Cook's Children Medical Center, they treated 13 patients for carbon monoxide poisoning. So in all, 17 deaths have been attributed to the storm, carbon monoxide, some of them. And these temperatures are just have opened up warming centers in many communities, churches, big civic areas. They've put out the all call that, hey, if you need to get warm, this is open from 10 to 5 or this is open from noon to 7 different times. But at least somewhere the people can go. And it's not everybody, but it's a big chunk of the state. And, of course, planes have been canceled. So people are trapped. The few people that were traveling for various reasons find themselves trapped in Austin, in Houston, in Dallas, and other parts of the country, too. I mean, Chicago got completely dumped on. You're going nowhere fast in Illinois right now. But the Dallas-Fort Worth airport led the entire world in cancellations and flight delays. Entire world. What a distinction to have that. But that's weather related, right? So, of course, the cancellations, all of that come in the wake of it. You had more than 2,800 flights canceled nationwide, 1,300 delays, and all of those top spots. Southwest Airlines, which serves a lot of the areas, of course, in the South and in the Southwest and the Southeast, etc., they had the most cancellations of any airline. That's not a shock. And I think that's really going to continue in the next day or two because now there's some ice that's forming, so it will make it that much worse. Meanwhile, the pandemic does not stop because there is this winter storm. The U.S. has more than 27.7 million confirmed coronavirus cases and 487,000 plus deaths. These stats, I say it all the time because I want you to know where they come from. John Hopkins University. You can go there and you can see the stats. And I get them right up to the second before I go on. And globally, you just add in our death total and the cases, and you've got more than 109.3 million cases, 2.4 million deaths, more than 71.6 million vaccine doses, though, have been distributed in the U.S. I've had several friends who, various ages from 38 to, I guess the oldest person I know, 70, that have gotten the vaccine. Some have told me about side effects in the second vaccine they got of the two, but said that they're not, nobody has told me it's awful, I thought I was going to die, I couldn't handle it, and they feel more secure. Whether they are, whether it's because there's things that we don't know with these different variants, they feel better about having gotten the vaccine. And we, of course, have always had this underlying unofficial poll going on where it's kind of split in this audience. Some of you are waiting for others to get vaccinated, rolling the dice. Others say, fine, I'll take the vaccine. Will you take the money? Will there be some money for you from your government? That's on the flip side.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Hey, need that. And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all.
Right. That is the debate over stimulus and COVID-19 and the big package that Joe Biden, the new president, wants to get through Congress and have bipartisan cooperation. I guess it's cooperation, right? It's really not cooperation. It's really that they come together, lift this bill up, and vote for it. But it's $1.9 trillion. And I've said this before, Democrat, Republican, Independent, throw whatever label you want on it, right? It comes down to this. It's we, the people, never forget that. It's our representatives voting on whatever the legislation is. Americans need help. There's people really struggling, not through any fault of their own. It's from this bloody pandemic that has crushed many, many, many families who were doing what they were, you know, paying their taxes, doing what they were doing, and living a decent life, and then got rocked like the rest of us when the board got thrown up in the air and the chips were rearranged because of that elusive enemy, the pandemic, that virus. So the push is on for this, you know, stimulus bill. And even maybe 7-8 hours ago, the president was pushing the COVID stimulus bill at a Wisconsin town hall. Because the idea is, of course, to get more buy-in. It's a $1.9 trillion bill. Now, there are parts of this that's exactly what President Trump was trying to do and couldn't get much movement on that, if you remember. And at this point now, the need is so great, the worry is so heavy for some on unemployment, worrying about when that runs out, worrying what's going to happen if they can't get that little bit of an edge, that yes, there are things that I think probably should be stripped from the bill that won't be stripped from the bill because of the need, the necessity, the economic want. And, you know, Wisconsin is a state where people have been massively impacted. You're listening to us in Wisconsin. They've been massively impacted by the pandemic in this economic downturn. And so if you're going to have a conversation with people, there's a place to go, right? Traveling to Milwaukee and talking to people there. So Biden wants Congress to pass that pandemic relief bill in the coming weeks to get that $1,400 stimulus check to you, if you qualify for it, and to also bolster the unemployment payments. So this is the key. The vast majority of people like what they see in the package. There are some Republicans who say, you know, come see, come saw, okay, but there's not enough that love it. And there's many that don't like some of the things that are stuck in the middle of it. So this is about rallying the base, building public support, getting Congress to pass the stimulus, you know, bill. It is an incredibly ambitious bill. Let's put it that way. It gives money to businesses big and small. It does do that. It gives money to state and local governments. And there is a lot that with this high price tag that the GOP thinks is too much, like I said. Too much, just right, too little. So the push from Republicans, the urge from Republican senators especially, they were urging Biden, just scale down the plan. And then we can get that bipartisanship and the unity to happen and jump on board with this. And Republican legislators have met with Biden to discuss an alternative proposal. But the president has said the priority is to get the stimulus legislation passed quickly, even if it doesn't have bipartisan backing. You know the numbers of the coronavirus deaths. You know the millions of cases that there are. And we know that there are people, when you look at unemployment, when you look at underemployment, because that's a figure that so often, in a gig economy especially, does not get reported. So here's how it would work if it goes through, because it may be something that all of you get. In fact, oddly enough, for some people in my world, they've said to me, you know, stimulus, why don't they vet this better? I don't need this check. My family's fine. We don't need this check. I'm going to give it to someone else. But it makes me angry that I'll see people that need it that aren't going to get it. And, of course, that is always the problem, right? 75,000 individual, couple 150,000. Kind of like the first time around. It is like the first time around when the pandemic first hit. If you fall into that category, then you would qualify for, if this ultimately gets passed by March, by the end of March, you should get a $1,400 check per person in the household. And then for children as well, you would get money. So, and then up to $200,000, there would be some money in the stimulus. But, you know, having this come through without bipartisanship is different than the Democrats moving forward. And I think that's what's happening. I think they'll move forward because if you look at where we are now, we are almost, it's so scary to say this, isn't it? We are almost into March. Almost into March. So a couple of weeks, then we pop into March, and if you're promising checks or thinking you're going to get them by then, you're going to cut off the unemployment problems before they happen for people who would get cut off, then that has to happen sooner than later, and that means there wouldn't be this unity that would happen with the Democrats and the Republicans on the Hill. So what else is new, right? All right, speaking of money, and it's a funny thing, our monetary system and the conversations over Bitcoin. Bitcoin surpassed 50,000 for the first time as major companies, this is the thing, are jumping into crypto. If Bitcoin is really going to surge and become bigger, you need that big backing. So Tesla, MasterCard, BNY, Mellon, they're all showing support for crypto. And a lot of crypto investors believe the current bull run is different to what happened in 2017. And I think the biggest thing was when Elon Musk pushed this, that helped. So Tesla's use of corporate cash to buy Bitcoin, that was very big and spurred on other companies. Uber's CEO said last week that they had discussed it but dismissed the idea of buying Bitcoin because they're considering whether to accept cryptocurrencies as payment. So that's where they are. They're in the middle of, should we do that or not? MasterCard said it's going to open its network to some digital currencies. PayPal and BNY Mellon have also made moves to support crypto. So now you're getting more buy-in, and it's starting to be considered a much more stable asset class than it was 3 years ago. And if it's used by leveraged retail traders on even international markets who have some leverage, whoa, that's big. And that could help push it. I'm very curious, more than curious, actually, to looking at this because it's mind-blowing to think that you can make this big shift. And do I think it will happen? I say ask again later. Let's shake the magic eight ball. Ask again later. But it is getting a push. And that Tesla purchase was very, 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 very big. And some economists are saying the problem is it has no intrinsic value. A recent Deutsche Bank survey said investors view Bitcoin as the most extreme bubble in financial markets. But here's what I want you to know. Bitcoin hitting the record it hit, if you would have invested $100 in 2019 in Bitcoin, what do you think you would have? Do you want me to do the math for you? It's a lot of money. If you had done that, you would have made a lot of money. You would have made a lot. 1,000 bitcoins, all-time high, worth more than $48 million. Stay with us.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions across the country remain without power as a large winter storm has left nearly three-quarters of the United States covered in snow and dealing with record-low temperatures in many areas. At least 16 deaths have been attributed to the storm, with a strong tornado in Brunswick County, North Carolina, killing 3 people. Large areas of the Great Plains are under wind chill advisories, and winter weather advisories remain in effect from Maine down to New Mexico, as another system is expected to bring more snow and ice to the south, Midwest, and Northeast later this week. And a Democratic member of Congress has filed a lawsuit against former President Trump, accusing him of inciting the January 6th riots at the Capitol and conspiring with extremist groups to prevent the certification of the Electoral College vote. Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson's suit also names President Trump's former lawyer Rudy Giuliani, the Proud Boys, and the Oath Keepers as defendants in the suit. Thompson's lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. This is USA Radio News. Thousands remain without power in Texas as the state faces some of its coldest weather in decades. USA Radio News' John David Wells reports on the reasons that so many Texans are in the dark.
It's sub-zero days in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, with temperatures unseen for 70 years, and no electric power for millions. Texas Governor Greg Abbott explains that while ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, oversees the state's electric grid, there's another piece of the puzzle.
Private companies that generate the power that go into ERCOT. They were working up until about midnight last night, but after midnight, some of them literally froze up and were incapable of providing power, and some are still incapable of providing power.
So is there relief in sight?
It has been able to be restored for about 500,000 households across Texas, but there are more to go.
Snow is expected again tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm John David Wells.
Most of the state remains under a winter storm warning until Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet! As always, a ton of mail from you, you, and that tall guy in the back. There's always a tall guy in the back, right? When I was a kid, it used to be, because I was medium, small to medium, so I'd always have to be in the front. And then, of course, Delaney with the D, you know what I'm saying. I would think for once, can I just be in the back? Can I just stand in the back and observe? But no, I always had to be seated in the front or somewhere right in the front. And maybe that's why I'm doing this show today, because that's what happens. You just get in front of the microphone. Anyway, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us. You just heard the mailbag. That's where we are. And thanks to all of you for always filling up the mailbag. Just go to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com and let your thoughts flow. We have lots of unofficial polls going on. I love doing that because I know people listen all different times and catch all different segments, etc., especially with the way we're working now. It's fluid, as I like to say. It's definitely fluid. So this one is from Joe, and he says, hey, Kate, I heard you talking about the weather in Texas, and it is nasty. I, like you, feel very fortunate because I'm not in the dark like so many of my friends who are so pissed, I don't know how else to put it, that they want to stay in their house. They are freezing where it's like 30-some degrees. All of us that have power have invited them to come crash at ours, but they don't want to do the thing where they're driving for 20, 30 minutes, so I get it. And, you know, how many people have died and how many people will continue to be without power? And then what does that do to your pipes? Just saying, somebody has to answer for it. Yeah, somebody has to answer for it, and of course, there's going to be somebody that's going to have to pay the piper, meaning they're going to look at what happened as far as winterization plans. And, you know, you could say, well, that never happens. I mean, it's not like we're in Chicago where they get up to a foot and a half of snow and schools are down and people are urged to stay off the road and they have things in place, so it's they don't have those kinds of rolling blackouts usually. But you can't do that. If you're the Electric Reliability Council of Texas and you manage power for 26 million customers, you know what? I would think you got to be better at this, and you have to know that this is coming. Plus, it was forecasted. And so now they're talking about beginning controlled outages to protect the electric grid from uncontrolled cascading outages. And what you keep hearing and seeing from people is they stamp the time like, we haven't had power in 35 hours, and then we had it for 30 minutes. And, you know, now we've got this next round of snow and ice, so, you know, absolutely. And that they got to do something about it. You have to winterize. There's always an excuse, right? Well, we never get that kind. We never this, we never that. Well, 10 years ago, there was a really bad ice storm. People were thrown off them. 10 years ago, there was conversations about carbon monoxide poisoning because people were freezing to death and didn't know what to do. So they didn't realize that you can't have some of the things like your gas ovens and stovetops going off and sit in the car in the garage and not get carbon monoxide poisoning with the car running to try to stay warm. So it's nasty, absolutely. All right, how about this one? This one is from Guy, who says, hey, Kate, I've been paying attention, obviously, to what's happening on your show. Thanks for jumping around the way you do. I love it because we're not stuck on the one horse topic all the time, although you have talked a lot about policies. You talked about going to Washington. You talked about being optimistic in some ways and not in other ways. And I still think that, and I'm a Republican, but I still think that there are people that have to pay for what happened at the Capitol, because you're right, it exposed us to enemies of how weak we are when it comes to our government, that you could just have a group of people smash windows, hit cops over the head, kill one of them, kill people that were there to protest, and have what happened to our seat of liberty. I'm not a fan of Pelosi's. I'm not a fan of Mike Pence's. I'm not a fan of some of the people whose name were called out, but I certainly don't want to see them hung or beaten or screamed at or have any of the things that could have happened to them happen. This is the United States of America. Like you, I love the United States. And I think the people who did the destruction, who are, in fact, charged, some of them in jail, as you've mentioned, or on bail, will pay the price. And ignorance is not a defense, as you know. So they're going to get stuck doing the years, whether they were motivated by Donald Trump or Rudy Giuliani or a movement of QAnon or whatever it is. That's on them, because just like us, when we do things that put us square in the middle of destruction of property or anything like that, we are responsible. Yeah, my thoughts exactly. You can, whoever you like, whoever you're listening to, whoever has whatever suggestions, and then you take it to the 10th degree, then you turn around and say, well, I'm defending the government, or I was doing this. Well, you were threatening, and words matter. You're spraying it all over social media. You were caught and turned in because of people that know you, including your own family. And, yeah, there are people that are going to answer, and they're dumbfounded because they really thought they were going to be protected. And you're not. You're not. If you run over people, if you rally and burn and throw things, if you kill people, if you get to that extreme mob mentality, even if that wasn't where you were intended to go, because I definitely think there were people that absolutely were not intending to do any of that and didn't, by the way. They were in the background and then saw what was unfolding. In fact, I have a friend who knows somebody who went, was very excited, went, yeah, this is wrong, stop the steal. Went, and then when they went to the rally and they started to see what was happening, new baby, family, lawyer, he immediately turned around and said, oh, this is way over the top for me, and immediately got out of the situation, knowing exactly what it looked like was going to unfold. So, yeah. Let's move to this. This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, Kate, what do you think about marijuana and marijuana? That's wide open. What do you think about marijuana? He's being specific, though. Marijuana stocks. What do you think will happen with cannabis? I think that, you know, you've got how many states where you can legally get marijuana, a certain amount of marijuana. And I think that there are people that are saying the cannabis stock is something to look at and think about getting on the ground floor of. If you're just talking about an investment that'll rise, I mean, there's marijuana stocks, yeah. But will they come to fruition and pop in 2021? It's still so early in this game, right? The index, though, if you look at the marijuana stocks, if you look at the index, it's funny that we're talking about all this investing stuff. It's like 78% through February. I just looked at a number earlier in the day, so that question is interesting. And because of the pandemic, cannabis businesses have been deemed essential, right? But at the federal level, you've got lots of problems that the industry is facing. Small cannabis businesses have tough, challenging economic times, you know, that are attached to it. It's a cash business that is fraught with problems because of that. And of course, again, the pandemic, the yin and the yang of that. So I mean, I wouldn't say right now, go invest in marijuana, but you can look at marijuana stocks. And you can see where they've gone. You compare the 52-week average or whatever, because some have been around for a couple of years. And then here's what I would suggest. I am not a stockbroker, so I'm not telling you what to do. But because this came up, if you are looking at stocks, then look at the CEO, look at if they have a board, look at the people that are involved in it, because I think that gives you a better sense of is it worth investing in or not. But the whole marijuana play, and even just marijuana in general in this country, the legalities of it and where, how far it's come from where it was, and medical marijuana and then recreational use is a fascinating case study. That's for sure. And we've had people on. Some say it's a gateway drug. Woof, this is dangerous. This is bad. Others, including a lot of police officers, hey, small amounts, we're wasting time. This is exactly where we should head. So there's a lot of tug of war over marijuana in general. All right, this one is from Chris, and Chris says, Kate, Mitch McConnell is so two-faced. He sucks up to President Trump, and then he unloads on Trump. Once he's out of office, the Capitol happens, the attack on the Capitol happens, and I think now he's threatening that, oh, something else, it's not done yet. There's something else that the president could be prosecuted for. I mean, look, he is such a hack. And he is just, to me, a cancer on the Republican Party. His time has come and gone. I mean, leaving open the possibility that Trump could face civil or criminal charges for the role in the riots, even though he was acquitted by the Senate. Well, McConnell, if you thought that was the way it was, then you should have hurried up and made that trial happen faster. And the fact that then he comes out and says that the leader of the free world cannot spend weeks thundering that shadowy forces are stealing our country, give me a break. Funny you should say that. We're going to talk about Mitch McConnell, the Republican Party, and some odds and ends coming up as we head for the exits.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Well, Lord, and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fell has got to hold on you. To spend money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman.
There's no question. Done. That President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. No question about it.
All right, so Mitch McConnell, his argument was, you know, going through what happened in the Senate, that it was unconstitutional. So you heard what he said there. Now there was the response from Donald Trump. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. You can always join the party, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, and jump on our unofficial polls. So Donald Trump, the former president, reacts to McConnell. He released a statement, of course, after being acquitted from the impeachment trial over the weekend on Saturday. And what he said is, he called him a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. And he said that Mitch, he will never do what needs to be done or what is right for our country. Where necessary and appropriate, I will back primary rivals who espouse making America great again and our policy of America first. We want brilliant, strong, thoughtful, and compassionate leadership. So I said this, I mean, there is a voice here, and his voice isn't going away. And I think that is what McConnell is trying to grapple with and why you're getting two different sides of Mitch McConnell and the Republican Party. trying to figure out where they're going from here. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Damn straight, it's Pete from Texas. What the hell?
Please tell me you have power. Do you have power in the bunker?
I am covered up in power.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. We're lucky.
I was blessed with that one. Living out here in the sticks, in the bunker, hunkered. But anyway, you were talking about pot stocks.
Yeah.
TCNNF. That's True Leave. It's sitting at 50 right now.
Wow. TCNNF?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's called True Leave. And it's the number one stock. And I believe they're making rec and medicinal.
Ooh.
And the big kids like it. And that's about as far left in the stock market as I'm going to go, you know, for the next 4 years. Because all this solar stuff and wind turbines, that's all fine and dandy, but everybody's going to have some weed. That's the first thing I think of on a liberal individual. So all those liberal investors are going to go with that. And, of course, I've got my tractor supply because when the bull's out, you're not going to wait 2 days for Amazon to deliver you a roll of barbed wire. You're going to take your happy butt to town and get you some barbed wire.
I like it. I like it.
So
that's a great
supply.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I mean, you're right about if they're doing medicinal and rec, too, especially, you know, boom, that's it.
Yeah, folks, they're covering their bases and they're sitting at 50 right now, and I watched the curve and it's not doing anything but going up.
All right.
The growth on it's going to be like, I don't know, probably 100%. So now would be a real good time to jump in, everybody. And, like I say, Tractor Supply and then McKesson. I told you about McKesson. Mm-hmm. They make the wheelchairs and you don't let a crisis go to waste. So because they make the syringes that we're getting the COVID out of.
Yeah. So McKesson is one to look for too. All right.
Yeah.
Stock tips from Pete in the bunker. I love it.
All right. Carry on.
Thanks, Pete. Good to hear from you. Love it. And he has power. He has power. I like it. He's covered up in power. Because, see, really, it's very dicey. You have no idea. When I said that number, it's bad. All right, let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Yeah, greetings from San Francisco. And you know this odd thing I've been hearing about the Texas situation? If I understand right, they deregulated they were fool enough during Enron to have deregulated to such a degree that the power companies down there are not connected to each other. So, you know, you may have one county that's out, and the county right next door has plenty of power, but they have no way to transfer it over there.
That's right. That's exactly right, because that's what's happened to me. I'm on a different grid from all the people I know that don't have power.
Right, and it basically, as I understand it, you know, I don't know how to call them fools without really going into it, but under deregulation, they basically don't want to have any regulatory power coming from Washington, D.C. So these crooked power companies down there know they're pulling a scam. So they don't want to take any federal money, and if they did so, then they would have federal regulations they would have to live under. And so the reason why they're not connected, and, you know, if you remember 1776 said, united you stand, divided you fall.
Yeah.
Well, these deregulation guys, they're living by that adage. They're falling. Because they're fool enough to think that they can live without each other. And, so this whole you know, the whole problem of deregulation has left them totally open to, you know, to, well, what's going on right this minute. And it's sad because, you know, out here in California, we have, I don't know, I'm trying to think if there are as many as 30 different power companies in the state, but all of the power is connected on a grid, and it's run as a sort of a switching system. So all of the power companies send it to the grid, then it gets parceled out, and your meters still work to each company that you're hooked to. But if one section is out, then the people up in the grid can shoot power over to a section that's having trouble. And but like I say, in Texas, they hate government, so they went out of their way to make sure that they're not hooked to the government, and that left them without unity. It's pretty sad, and it's dangerous overall because, well, you can just imagine how much damage is going on. When you have frozen pipes, you can spend $10,000.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Absolutely. That's the thing. So so you're right. And there's problems with the electric company in California in different areas, because I know someone who works for the electric company, and you know that there's different things that people protest and don't like that happen in California. But you're right about as far as the switching and what happens there, so nobody is left out on that one. Thanks, Dave. And here's the problem with that, right? So if you're all about open business, you don't want massive regulation, which I don't like massive regulation either, and that's part of the problem of California, where people, even now, some of the most liberal people are tired of some of the things that they see in California. But what Dave said about the power, there's an example of that what does work is the fact that these people that aren't getting the power, they would have to get power. Instead, you have furious people that are also going to have outrageous bills with pipes bursting and problems. I already know somebody who's in that situation already, and we're not through this whole thing. So with this winter weather, and you got 20 people dead, 3.2 million still without power in Texas, and that's adding up. So again, imagine what that's doing. It's unrelenting. Yes, you can go to a hotel. There are people that have gone to hotels, which, shockingly, because hotels are getting hit so hard because of the pandemic, a lot of them are overwhelmed now. They have so many people that are going there. But still, the situation in the house and then what happens as a result of that. Ooh. I saw a hashtag today. Power outrageous. I think they meant they were not happy. I started to see it pop up all over the place. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.